You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Good Saturday morning. You are listening to the Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam First Nations territory. My name is Kira, and wow, I have a really special show for everyone today. I definitely teased this a little bit last week, but in addition to the always fantastic music that we have coming out of the music library at CJSF, I also have a really special interview to share with you. I had a fantastic opportunity to speak with Marissa DeBeese, who is the singer and guitarist of Mannequin Pussy, an absolutely incredible punk band out of Philadelphia. And I'm so, so excited to share that with you all today. But before we get into that, we're going to listen to In Love Again by Mannequin Pussy. Yeah, good to be here. Hope you enjoy.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was In Love Again by Mannequin Pussy, and that was off of one of their earlier albums, Patience. Their most recent release is Perfect, again, an incredible release. I really do suggest that everyone takes a listen to that. It's probably one of my favorite punk releases of the last few years. So yeah, Mannequin Pussy is going to be at Sled Island, which is a music festival which happens in Calgary, and I believe that is running from June 21st to June 25th. If you have a chance to check out this festival, I highly recommend it. It is a stacked lineup this year, which also includes Helado Negro and Akintoye. And Mannequin Pussy specifically is going to be performing on Friday the 23rd. You can get tickets for Sled Island on their website, which is sledisland.com. And yeah, let's just hop in with some more music for the day before we listen to the chat that I got to have with Marissa DeBeese. I'm going to play us a track by The Screaming Females. And this is called Beyond the Void. We'll be right back.
I'm ready to go.
You're hiking in that?
Of course. It's such a beautiful day, and I didn't want too many layers because I would only have to carry them.
You do realize these are mountains, right? It can go from sun to snow, and the paths are pretty rough and rocky. Maybe too much for flip-flops.
I'm pretty sure I'm prepared. I saw a picture of the hike on Instagram.
Everyone wants to enjoy the outdoors. Just remember the three T's: trip plan, train, and take the essentials. Being unprepared could lead you to a situation where you need help, like from the North Shore Rescue, a community-based search and rescue team that provides life-saving services. For tips on how to prepare for a hike, book an info session, or to donate, visit their website at www.northshorerescue.com. That's www.northshorerescue.com.
Welcome back to the open mic on CJSF 90.1 FM. Right after Beyond the Void, we heard I Can't Wait, which is by Misha and the Spanx, and then we heard Gardening Hours by Pyle. I find Pyle's music really interesting. They're doing something kind of post-punk, kind of experimental, very weird. And if you know me, you know I love weird music. And yeah, they really hit all the right notes for me with that track.
So for those who have been listening since the start of the show today, you'll be aware that I am sharing a really fantastic interview that I got to do with Marissa DeBees, who is the lead singer and guitarist of Mannequin Pussy. It was just such a really, like, a lovely chat, to put it simply. I got the opportunity to learn about Mannequin Pussy and about Marissa a bit. And honestly, probably my favorite part of this conversation that we had was we talked about music spaces and what makes a welcoming and safe space for people to be in, and the importance of making music that is political and is loud and resistant, and really just getting into the different potentials of music and what it can offer us as an artistic and a political medium. So without much more rambling from me, this is my conversation with Marissa DeBees of Mannequin Pussy.
Good morning. I guess I want to start with a fun icebreaker question. I was doing a lot of work with teenagers recently, and we started doing these at all of our meetings, and I was like, you know what, I want to just bring that into the rest of my life as well. And this one's a little bit odd, but I thought it was fun. So I guess if you could, like, safely remove any organ from your body and give it a good scrub, give it a wash, what would you choose and why?
Maybe my lungs.
Yeah.
Probably a good thing to wash out, and, you know, like all the gunk and kind of bullshit I've, like, inhaled into them over the years and all the screaming I make them do. So
yeah, I think that would
probably be good for my constitution.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Lungs is my choice as well. I feel like they deserve a good scrub.
Yeah.
Yeah. For those listening, in as many or as few words as you feel comfortable with, could you introduce yourself? Who are you, and who is Mannequin Pussy?
I'm Marissa DeBees. I'm the singer and guitarist of Mannequin Pussy. And then Mannequin Pussy is also Kayleen Redding, who's the drummer, Bear Regisford, the bassist, Maxine Steen, guitarist, and for, like, our live shows, we have our friend Carolyn Haynes, who plays keys and guitar and shaker and synth and, you know, backup vocals. We kind of have her doing a lot of auxiliary roles. So that's the five of us. We're like the MP live band fam.
Right on. And I have a very burning question as a fan, which feels like an obvious question, but I couldn't find an answer online. So I thought I'd ask you, where did the group's name come from?
I feel like it's impossible you didn't find an answer to that question, considering I've been asked it, like, hundreds of times.
I wasn't looking in the right places, clearly.
Yeah. It's you know, it's aggressive and memorable, and that's what good band names should be. You know, get you kind of thinking a little bit, make you have a visceral reaction to them. But
yeah, right on.
It's really just something a friend said when they were drunk, and, like, maybe 12 years ago. And it just, like, stuck in my head because the conversation was, like, about, like, ridiculous band names. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, I'm just never going to forget that. But yeah, people still have a problem with it, or they don't. So it's kind of interesting how people react to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I hear that, though. I have an ongoing list of, like, things that I've collected as, like, potential weird band names. Just sometimes they just, like, pop up in conversation and you just want to hold on to them because they're wild. So yeah, it's cool that it came from that for you.
It's good to keep, like, the notes app list running of just, like, things you hear or see. You're like, oh, wait, that's a perfect combination of words.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of getting into the music that you've been making over the years with Mannequin Pussy, it's kind of been described as this, like, convergence of multiple genres, with, like, punk and emo and indie being named a lot. And your lyrics are touching on topics of, like, sexuality, love, resistance, fear, loss. And I think for a lot of people familiar with the music genres of, like, punk and emo, there's this understanding that, like, a big part of punk is challenging norms within music and also culturally, as well as with emo being, like, a distinctly kind of emotionally vulnerable genre. Do you think that, like, for you personally or as a group, that working within these genres or even just, like, refusing to kind of totally ally yourself with a particular genre has allowed you to kind of, like, express different emotions more fluidly in your music?
Probably, yeah. I mean, we don't, I think it's more so, though, because it comes from a fact of being, like, genuine fans of music, like, something mm-hmm. that we all the thing that like all of us love most in our lives is music, and the music that we love is not bound to one genre. So if we appreciate and love music of all different kind of like flavors and styles, that's going to represent itself in the way that we create things as well. Like, obviously, I mean, we are very attracted to, you know, like aggression and rage and like kind of cathartic outlets and a bit of screaming, but we want to experiment with as many different styles of music as we can, because I mean, just the way that, I mean, I think it's like when I hear of someone who like only listens to, you know, like 1977 punk or something like that, I'm like, wow, you're like, that's the same thing as being like, I only eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every day. Like, there's so much to be explored in terms of music. So why just keep listening to or creating the same thing again and again?
Yeah, absolutely. Was there a starting point for you with your own like musical journey? Did you start with like a passion for a particular genre and kind of branch out from there? Or was it always kind of this amalgamation of interests?
Yeah, when I was a teenager, I just like absolutely loved like punk and hardcore music. Just like anything that was really aggressive and fast and like had screaming on it was just like an immediate, like just I had like an emotional reaction to that. And then, I mean, just like rock and roll in general as well. Like, as soon as, you know, you hear like a loud guitar for the first time, you're like, oh shit, that makes me like really feel something.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think especially when you're a teenager, you're seeking out a way to express your emotions without having to actually say it yourself. So I think anything that has always been very emotive. I never was like super into like a lot of the emo genre. I never responded to like dudes with whiny voices complaining about their girlfriends. I was like, that doesn't speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everyone needs an outlet. So,
yeah, absolutely. I feel like emotional connection to music, or finding music that can give you a way to just like express something that you don't have the words for yourself, is like one of the main reasons that people connect with that, like music as an art form.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really fantastic. I guess, yeah, speaking to music as an art form, I think a question I see a lot around art really broadly is like what artists intend their work to do, or like what they want it to have as an impact for other people. But what I'm always curious about as an artist myself is what making music has offered to you as a person, like what impact it has had for you over the years.
I mean, it's like changed my entire life, from like the type of life I was living before music was such a huge part of it, to, you know, not just being like a fan of it, but truly like engaging in it in a concentrated and like, I guess, like more profound level, where it's not this like kind of background or soundtrack to your life anymore. Like, you are creating your own soundtrack to your own life. And it's brought the most beautiful relationships that I have in my life, the closest friendships that I have, the fact that I like get to collaborate and create with people who I am both in awe of and love. It's like just, it's a remarkable thing to have in one's life.
Yeah. And how did you connect with the folks who are currently a part of Mannequin Pussy? How did you meet?
We all kind of met like through playing shows and just like being out there and like kind of like working hard at our crafts, that we just kind of like, I don't know, it's always kind of like to use this word, but it was like the most organic progression in the way that we all met and kind of came into each other's lives. Like, basically like a friend saw like me and Kayleen playing together, like early on, and like set up a show that our bands like could play with each other, so we could like meet each other. And then Bear ended up booking us at a show when we were still a three piece, and then we didn't have a bassist yet. And then we met him through that. And then Maxine, I met her like, oh shit, maybe like for the first time like 9 years ago or something. And we've just like always, we like make pop music together on the side. So it's just like all of our relationships with each other have always been very centered around like, all right, let's hang out. and let's make music together.
Nice. Wonderful, like these kind of like serendipitous connections with people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really, really meaningful. Absolutely. So your most recent EP was Perfect, which was released in 2021. And like listening to it, I feel like, I mean, maybe I'm reading into something that's not there as somebody just like external listening to the work you created, but it felt like there was something different, like musically, about Perfect. Is that something that feels true to you? Or is it just something I'm picking up on that is not there? Was there anything different in kind of the creation of the EP for you?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's nice to hear that it does feel different, but honestly, it kind of feels the same as Patience to me. Like any of those songs could have easily been on Patience. So it kind of just felt like an extension of that world. It didn't feel like a big pivot or anything, like musically or creatively, honestly. But it was like written in a very different way, where we just like kind of went into the studio in like early, or like maybe like late 2020, and just like wrote the majority of those like five songs like in the studio. Like we just like got there, we hadn't played with each other for almost like 8 months, or like really seeing each other. And then we just like got in there and just like started playing, and we didn't stop ourselves from wherever like the train was going, kind of, to put it that way. Like we just started writing and we're like, all right, yeah, that feels like what we're supposed to write right now. So like, let's not question it too much and just try to finish something. But it ultimately like ended up with like birthing a lot of changes for us going forward after that.
What kind of changes did it create for you?
Well, I mean, the biggest one being like the guitarist we had at the time, like Athanasios Paul, he was just like, I don't want to be in a band anymore.